A week solidarity brekkie team listener when, oh, first, we've got to say it, bloody Nigeria. Can't it be satisfied that oil makes it one of the richest countries in the world, or at least satisfied that it makes Shell Out Your Wealth and the great fossil behemoths the richest behemoths in the world, and also on Shell Out Your Wealth Ed Al's behalf knows how to handle the odd million or several protesters who reckon none of the wealth goes to the people, all they end up with is poverty and the destruction of their environment. In some parts of the world, it's called lynching. In Nigeria, it's called the law. So how dare they? Worse, mostly blacks beating mostly whites. It's contrary to the natural order. Sorry, listeners, I just had to get that disaster off my white as white chest. But a week when, just as the caring business class with enthusiastic acclaim welcomed the appointment of Michelle Bulldust to govern the Reserve Losses Bank, indicating she will be a boon to workers and the poorest of the poor, this week they were far more reserved. No, that's putting it mildly. Shattered. The end of the world as we know it, after the socialist new appointment to chair the Productivity for Profits Commission, bloke called Chris Barrett, real name, a former ambassador in Paris to the OECD and senior economist in the Victorian Public Service. Good capitalist credentials, I hear you say. Well, yes, but no. See, he was also an advisor to former socialist big economic guru Wayne Swansong, a red flag to the poor caring business class, because we all recall what a boon Wayne was for the poorest of the poor, how he so threatened the filthiest rich of the filthy rich who somehow survived his commie policies and became filthy richer. For the good of all of us, of course. This new appointment is so dangerous, so threatening to the good of all of us, that the true blue Aussie capitalist review on behalf of the filthiest rich of the caring business class spent many pages declaring the appointment a disaster. One writer questioning whether he, the appointee, will have the courage to oppose socialist threats to caring employers. While the omniscient political editor Philip the Capitalist Koury alerted us, Chris Barrett comes to the job with fine credentials and glowing endorsements, but his objectivity will be the subject of scrutiny. A big, big but there, listener. Socialist connections, agitprop. While the voice of the caring business class editorialized under Productivity Post for Socialist Insider, praising his predecessor, who was appointed by former caring business class big economic guru Josh Frydom Icebergs, who, the predecessor, maintained the pro-market approach of the Productivity for Profits Commission. That predecessor, by the way, having worked for caring business class Polly Nick Minchin and former Victorian Treasurer Alan Stockdill, whose legacy we all recall as we pay our huge power bills, among other things, but no problem there about objectivity, a sensible good for all of us appointment. Indeed, the editorial lauded the economic reform era of the 80s and 90s that revived true blue Aussie prosperity. The ACTU now calls this, in parentheses, neoliberalism, and wants to neuter the body that called out the union's successful push for a return to pattern bargaining workplace laws as an anti-competitive drag on productivity. Phew, it's hard to believe, but those bloody evil unions seem to be getting more evil. And how dare they insult the economy with a disgusting pejorative like neoliberalism? So because we care about the sensitivities of the fragile caring business class and its media outlet, we will refrain from calling neoliberalism neoliberalism. We'll assuage their concerns by calling it, well, there's heaps of choices, new right economics, smash the workers' nomics, smash the evil unions' nomics, make the poorest of the poor poorer and poorer nomics, make the filthiest rich of the filthy rich filthy richer nomics, destroy public services nomics, destroy planet Earth nomics. Oh, the possibilities are endless, and nowhere near as pejorative as the pejorative neoliberalism. And just to reassure them a little more, I think we'll find they have nothing to worry about. Business as usual. As we know, when the proverbial hit the fan over PwC for pricks with confidentiality's little problems like being pricks with confidentiality, it announced it was establishing an internal review led by caring business class heavy Ziggy Switch Nuclearonsky, former Tell Stray from Public Interest Supremo. This week it announced Ziggy will report to PwC by mid-August an in-depth coverage of the big issues involved. Apart, as pricks with finally released the terms of reference, apart from the tax leak scandals and the firm's past conduct. Just when we thought the scandals and their conduct might have been a touch relevant to the inquiry. Seeing this arose out of the scandals and your past conduct, shouldn't they be just a touch relevant? We asked company spokesperson Michael Sleazy III. Of course not. After all, we already know about all that. Why commission a report into what we already know? No, this report will take us into the future, into a profitable future. This shows we are looking forward to erecting barriers to ensure this can't happen again. Oh, good, so you've learned your lesson. Certainly, we will erect barriers to ensure we don't get sprung next time. Notice the report will go to you. Will you make it public? Are you asking us to disregard the report's confidentiality? What would that do for our reputation? Sorry. I hope so. Of those socialist threats to the caring business class, to the delicate flower that is the economy, dire warning from our very own big true blue Aussie BHP for bloody huge profits, bloody huge polluter, as its supremo Gerald Dine on workers' blood slattery told the US of the UN of the US of the World Chamber of Profits, the socialist crippling same work, same pay threat will cost poor bloody huge $3 billion. And jeopardise great national benefits like its Olympic Dam copper, plus a bit of uranium, giant development, would set back the transition from fossils, and we know how that would so upset bloody huge polluter, and risks exacerbating an unsustainable situation where labour costs would double while productivity plummeted, showing the depths to which the socialists have plummeted. But Gerald Dine on workers, we asked Gerald Dine on workers' blood, you employ labour hire workers from your own labour hire company. Does this mean you're ripping them off to the tune of $3 billion? Of course not. What it does mean is that the very successful system of labour hire is threatened because you can't rip them off. Look, do you want a great national project to be abandoned? Do you oppose the transition from fossils? Sorry. I hope so. Well, you might. It gets worse. The sundry chambers of profits have warned us socialist threats to make casual workers who are not casual workers, not casual workers, are dangerous, will cost productivity, flexibility, and jobs growth. Productivity, flexibility, sacrosanct to the caring business class so it can enjoy jobs growth. Although, on the other hand, Michelle Bulldust says we must have thousands and thousands more workers unemployed. They need to sort that one out. But the Chamber of Commerce and Industry profits warned it's all about evil unions, that casual workers are less likely to join a union. See a dangerous socialist plot. And Master Builders Profits Association Supremo Danita Warren of Disaster are sensibly, we aren't sure what problem the government is trying to solve. Because, she added, as it stands, we have no problem ripping off casual workers. As the filthiest rich or the filthy rich play happy families in a Perth courtroom that had to be adjusted to accommodate the elite of the legal profession, Gina Wronghart, her father's ex-partner, the Right the Profits family, the Roads to Riches family, Hammers the Workers Lee Iron, and Gina's happy, happy family, Bianca, John, Gloria and Hope, all suing each other, laying claim to the riches, with 12 silks, the most expensive, charging up to $35,000 a day, and a bevy of juniors and the big end of town solicitors rubbing their hands together. It's easy to see who won't be the losers as the happy, happy families battle it out in what's expected to last about 4 months. and keeping the lawyers happy, the ensuing battle over who'll pay the costs. It's legal heaven. A utopian description we wouldn't use to describe happy, happy families Christmas Day at Gina's. The US of Congress is conducting hearings it claims will confirm the existence of aliens, more than likely a sighting at Trample the Poor Towers many years ago from which emerged the greenest alien emerge ever, ever, or even a sighting down under as a zombie figure emerged from the primeval swamp, like you know. And we know the Republican rump in Congress is questioning flogging those $38 million a day nuclear train killers to True Blue Aussie. But two establishment journos assured the Radio National brekkie person yesterday, it's just grandstanding. There's no problem. The deal will go through. And they all breathed a sigh of relief. And I thought, I'm sure all of us who heard it thought, for once, let's back the Republican rump. Numerous motions opposing the Fawkes deal are lining up for the Socialist Party National Conference, where we're told the, in parentheses, left, has the numbers for the first time in eons, and it shows the immeasurable value of getting those numbers. It has already agreed not to allow anti-Fawkes motions succeed. Avoid embarrassing the government and its out-of-control left big supremo, Anthony Albanese. As one left MP assured us, we will have a democratic debate and ensure democracy doesn't prevail. Not sure he put it quite like that, but that's near enough. Mentioned former state big economic guru Alan Stockdill reminds us of the sensible equation as we're told wholesale energy prices have plummeted and the good old privatised energy companies were therefore forced to announce huge increases in the retail price, proving the invaluable benefits of market forces. Finally, not unrelated, the juxtapositioning of the week award, Monday's True Blue Aussie Capitalist Review P1, kicker, owners say reckless Andrews will deepen crisis, main headline, investor fury over Vic Red Freeze plan. Oh, the poor landlords, poor investors. And P2, directly behind it, rent pain takes gloss off slowing CPI. Bloody tenants with no respect for the poor landlords and poor investors. Keeping the bloody complaining tenants poor. Good morning.